Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Ward reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Ward scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Davalillo. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Eskew for a passed ball. Horlan moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horlan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes A.G. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Ward reaches second base with a double. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo throws the ball into Fuller who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horlan for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boyer bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Bradford moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Bradford scores. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ken Berry pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Josephson races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the second, and Alvis is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Ray Fosse now catching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boyer strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Josephson. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-3 in the game. Horlan bunts in front of the plate. Fosse fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Smith pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Smith now playing first base. Gus Gill now playing second base. John O'Donohue now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.